This is Voice Office BB.
Warm greetings and welcome to everyone. I am Dr. Soundra Rajan, Professor and Head of the Department of Pediatric Department at Mahatma Gandhi Medical College, Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth University. In this podcast, I am happy to discuss about how to diagnose autism in children at an early stage. We all know that April month is observed as Autism Awareness Month all over the world. What is autism? Autism is also called as autism spectrum disorder. Is a common condition that includes mainly problems with communication and behavior. It can involve a wide range of symptoms and skills. Children with autism have trouble with communication. They have trouble understanding what other people think and feel, and also have difficulty to express themselves either with words or through gestures, facial expressions, and touch. Autism can be a minor problem or a disability that needs full-time care in a special facility. At present, it is estimated that all over the world, 1 out of 60 children suffer from autism. That is almost one child in each section of a school class. Some children with autism can start showing signs as early as few months old, but some children can have normal development for the first few months or years of their lives and then can start showing symptoms. But around 50% of children with autism show some symptoms even before their first birthday. And 80 to 90% children can be diagnosed by almost 2 years. Children with autism will have symptoms throughout their lives, but it is possible for them to get better as they get older. But what causes autism is not yet very clear. It can be due to genetic mutations or due to alcohol and some drugs taken by the mother during pregnancy. It can also be due to diabetes or obesity in the mother. Common symptoms of autism include a lack of eye contact, doing something repeatedly like repeating words or phrases, repetitive behaviors like hand flapping, jumping, rocking back and forth, or playing with the same toys, and there will not be any imagination in their play. Playing, sharing, or talking with other people generally don't interest them, and they generally prefer to be alone. These children will have high sensitivity to sounds, touches, smells, which might look ordinary to other people. Not looking at things when parent is pointing to something, and they don't enjoy being cuddled. They also try to avoid or reject physical contacts. When they are upset, they don't like to be comforted. They don't understand emotions, either their own or others. They may not stretch out their arms to be picked up or guided with walking. They may talk in a very flat voice. They also have problems understanding or using speech, gestures, and facial expressions. They don't respond to their name by their first birthday. They can be very hyperactive and clumsy. They may have aggressive and impulsive behavior. Their attention is generally very short and can have very fussy eating habits. So what a mother can do? And when should a mother consult a doctor? A mother can use the following simple checklist. Her child doesn't smile by 6 months. Child is not able to imitate facial expressions or sounds by 9 months. Not able to babble by 12 months, not responding to their name by 1 year, or not using gestures like pointing or waving by 14 months, unable to speak single words by 16 months, or use phrases of 2 words or more by 24 months, not able to do pretend playing or role playing by 18 months. If any of these behavior is seen, the mother should immediately consult a pediatrician. Early diagnosis can make a huge difference in the lives of children with autism and their families also. But there is no single test for it. Doctors can diagnose autism only by observing the behaviors of very young children and listening to the concerns of their parents. Every child should be assessed at their 18 and 24 months checkups to make sure that they are developmentally normal even if they don't seem to have any symptoms. The modified checklist for autism in toddlers, otherwise called shortly as MCHAT, is a common screening tool used by many pediatricians. This is a 23-question survey to be filled out by parents. Pediatricians will use the responses provided by parents to identify children that may be at risk of having autism. It is important to note that screening is not a diagnosis. Children who screen positively for autism don't necessarily have the disorder. At the same time, screenings sometimes don't detect every child that has autism. So what are the treatments available now? There is no specific drug for autism spectrum disorder, but some behavioral and communication therapy are available. Occupational therapy, which is a mainstay of treatment, is used for helping the child to learn life skills like feeding and dressing themselves, bathing, toilet training, brushing teeth, and understanding how to relate to other people. The skills they learn are useful to help them live as independently as they can. They are also taught fine motor skills required for holding objects while handwriting or cutting with scissors, gross motor skills used for walking, climbing stairs or riding a bike, sitting posture, and some perceptual skills such as telling the differences between colors, shapes and sizes, awareness of their body and its relation to others, visual skills for reading and writing. Sensory integration therapy useful for children who get easily upset by things like bright lights, certain sounds, or the feeling of being touched. This therapy can help them learn to deal with the kind of sensory information. Some skills used in this therapy are being brushed or deeply touched and massaged, compressing elbows and knees, swinging, spinning on a scooter. The other therapies are the picture exchange communication system, otherwise called PECS. This is a visual-based treatment and it uses symbols and picture cards to help the child learn everyday skills like getting dressed. Information is broken down into small steps so they can learn it more easily. The child learns to ask questions and communicate through special symbols. These children also gain a lot by play therapy. Some of the popular play therapies used are floor time, in which the teacher and parents play with the child and introduces some new words or new communication skills during playing. In integrated play group therapy, autistic children and children without autism are also combined to play together so that autistic children can learn how to play while they follow their peers' lead. Speech therapy helps children with speaking, as well as communicating and interacting with others. It can involve non-verbal skills like making eye contact, taking turns in a conversation, and using and understanding gestures. It might also teach kids to express themselves using picture symbols, sign language, or computers. There are not any specific diets for children with autism, but giving a proper nutritious diet is very important. The Department of Pediatrics at Mahatma Gandhi Medical College are doing screening for autism using MCHAT checklist at our OPD during the children's well-baby visits, and are also giving occupational therapy, sensory integration therapy, and also speech therapy for children diagnosed with autism at our neurodevelopmental clinic. I thank the management and our Honorable Vice Chancellor for this opportunity. Thank you all again. Have a nice day.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.